welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K. as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
Sit back, please. We're going to get right away started with some healings and some clearings. So I'm going to give you guys a minute to get settled and make sure you're not driving any tractors, any semi-trucks, any trains, any subway cars, any planes, any remote control planes, kites, electronic cars, electronic puppies wagging their tails. Let them just go rest in the corner while you kick back and let yourself go into a theta brainwave state. And we'll talk a little bit afterwards. We're going to do some healings and then get out some information to you that's encoded with some healing energy in and of itself. That's going to be a download for you, somewhat of a higher frequency. When I say download somewhat, I mean it's operating in the field of energy frequencies. It's downloading a different frequency to you so that you entrain up to the higher frequency coming through the words. And that will be happening when I talk. And then we're going to go ahead and do some more healings and then talk a little bit more to help us move forward in this country from the collective grip of fear and negativity and thus complaining and feeling like victims and feeling unempowered to make the changes that we want, or even if we already do feel empowered, feeling even more empowered to get the change going in the area of our lives that we want the change. Okay, so give me a moment. I'm going to go ahead and go up into theta. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief from all the listeners in the present moment and who will listen in the future at the core level, at the genetic level, at the soul level, resolving it for them at their history level as well. Pulling the belief, I'm not enough, yes. Replacing it with, I'm not enough, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I'm not enough. Yes. Replacing it with, I am enough. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the feeling of being enough, please. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives. Being enough, feeling enough, knowing they're enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of as a child in this universe, what the human mind does with the interpretation of being enough. Show me. For each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download, please, the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of joy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of joy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives with joy, in joy, being joy, of joy, connected to joy. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level for each listener, both now and in the future. Life is hard, yes? Replacing it with life is hard, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. Life has always been a struggle for me and it always will be, yes? Replacing it with, life has always been a struggle for me and it always will be, no. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. Life is hard. Yes. Replacing it with life is easy. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. Life is meant to be a struggle. Yes. Replacing it with life is meant to be a struggle. No. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. Life is a struggle. Yes. Replacing it with life is a struggle. No. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the feeling of life being easy, free of struggle. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives with life being easy. Show me. And Creator, it is command to please you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding on ease. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I'm afraid, yes. Replacing it with I'm afraid, no. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I am safe, no. Replacing it with I am safe, yes. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the feeling of being safe. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives safe. Show me. And Creator, it is command to please you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of what it means to be a child of God in this universe, a child in this universe, safe in body. On earth, show me. Creator, it is command to please that you release from any and all of the listeners any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. There is never enough. Yes. Replacing it with there is always enough. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. There is always only just enough. Yes. Replacing it with there is always more than enough. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of abundance. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the feeling of abundance and of there being more than enough. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives in abundance with more than enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I'm not the type of person who has financial success. Yes. Replacing it with I'm not the type of person who has financial success. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I don't know how to have and keep and grow money. Yes. Replacing it with, I don't know how to have, keep, and grow money. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief from all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I don't know how to have, keep, or grow money. Yes. Replacing it with, I know how to have money, keep money, and grow money. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I can't. Yes. Replacing it with I can't. No. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I can't. Yes. Replacing it with I can. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. There is always something out to get me. Yes. Replacing it with there is always something out to belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. There is always something out to get me. Yes. Replacing it with there is always something protecting me. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the feeling of there being infinite universal protection. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives with the universe getting their back. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please. You download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of unconditional love and safety in that. For each of their highest and best with grace and ease, show me. Creator, it is commanded, please. You pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I can't trust anyone or anything. Yes. Replacing it with I can't trust anyone or anything. No. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the feeling of being able to trust with discernment. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives with trust and discernment. Show me. And Creator, it is command to please you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of trust and of discernment for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. There is something wrong with me. Yes. Replacing it with there is something wrong with me. No. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. There is always something to worry about. Yes. Replacing it with there is always something to worry about. No. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at the history level. I am meant to suffer and struggle. Yes. Replacing it with I am meant to suffer and struggle. No. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the feeling of being free of all suffering and struggle. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives free of struggle and suffering. Show me. Creator, it is command to please you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding on freedom. Show me. So we're in a country right now, on a planet right now, which has a lot of fear on it. There's been a fair amount of new science coming out in the last 10 years, 15 years, actually 20 years, that's starting to hit somewhat of a critical threshold where they're overlapping in their discoveries about the morphogenic field. Rupert Sheldrake, who I've referred to before, is one name to look up. You can YouTube him or Google him. He's out of England. And then here we have William Tiller from Stanford, who left Stanford so he could have less constriction with what he explored scientifically so that he could also look into how memory is stored in, at the cellular level and into the field itself and what the Hindu culture calls the Akashic Records. This isn't a show for that. There's just a lot of new science coming out that is pointing to the field that in the Taoist ancient Chinese culture is worked with when we do Qigong, And then the cosmic universe that's worked with when we do yoga, more so the pranayama and the meditation practices than the actual postures themselves somewhat, to connect with this bigger field in the understood premise that we're all connected, that everything that has life force in it, meaning the bio life force, what keeps us alive, anything that has in it electricity, or magnetism, it's electromagnetic. So when I'm doing energy healing with people on the table and I'm using more of my Reiki training, I'm channeling what's an electromagnetic energy, and it has heat to it, and it has static electricity to it, and it has a sense of magnetism to it. In fact, if you took your hands out in front of you right now and had your palms face each other about a foot apart, and you brought your palms closer together, don't let them touch, and then you brought them further apart by about a foot, and you pulled in and pulled out and pulled in and pulled out, you'd feel a presence in between your fingers. Sometimes people report a tingling in their fingers. Sometimes people report a sense of resistance in their palms. And that's the electromagnetic energy coming out of your biofield, off the invisible fields that we each have around our bodies. Really healthy people will have it be about a foot and a half out in front of them. Really healthy, self-realized people will have their fields, their invisible fields, expand out many feet in front of them. So that means also, in quantum physics has revealed, as well as many studies on twins, many studies on investigating paranormal, what's labeled in the West as paranormal psychology, but studying the impact of putting one person, and this is non-twins, maybe people who have a close, they started doing these studies with close emotional bonds between people, and they started with twins, and then they went to people who had close emotional bonds, and then they more recently have done it with a meditator, a monk who has much skill and practice in meditation, putting that person, one person in one room and another person in another room, and as they being the scientists will put some kind of impact into person A's brain from the electrodes on their brain, or they'll flash a light across on a card, or I think it was a light on a card, or working with a machine that the person would then end up seeing the color. The person B in the other room would report the same sensation, thus proving psychic connectivity and telepathic connectivity, somewhat telepathic, but more just the psychicness. And again, it started with people with close emotional bonds. Right now, they're saying, they're being some of the people, let's say access consciousness, they say it's as high as 98% of our thoughts in our head are what we're picking up on the people around us. So when a person comes into a room and you lose a sense of buoyancy, or you suddenly feel tired, or like you want to go take a nap, that's you being psychic. Now, it doesn't appear as a thought in your head. It just appears as a feeling. We have sensors out in front of our belly that act as sensors to pick up on other people's feelings. That's our feeling area, the lower belly and upper belly. And then we can also have psychicness happen just in, even in our thoughts, where a thought will come up about a friend, and then that friend will call because that friend's been thinking of us. That's why we have the thought of that friend prior to their calling, and they're thinking about calling us. So these are everyday examples of that we're more used to, of how psychic we all are. Carl Jung, the student of Freud who broke off from Freud, termed it collective unconscious, or the collective consciousness, where there's a pool where it's all connected. He had studied a fair amount of Eastern theory as well as Western psychoanalysis that Freud invented. And so he had a bit of a different perspective from Freud. So we have these understandings in the West to a limited degree, that we pick up on what others around us are thinking. In our country's collective psyche right now is fear, is lack, is not enough, is unempowered, is run, what I call runaway fear. It's that kind of fear that you don't, if I'm getting ready to speak publicly, let's say, and I have a fear of public speaking, then my hands might get, my palms might get sweaty, or my blood pressure might rise, and my heart might beat a little bit quicker, and I might have, so there's my physiological reactions to being nervous about speaking publicly. That's a fear about speaking publicly. However, if someone has a fear that's more general, that isn't tied to a specific event that they're about to go through, which also could be construed as excitement. All of those physiological reactions are also the same as excitement. So when we've, by the way, thought about being afraid of something and we have those physiological reactions, perhaps it's just excitement. We want to examine that. But when we have a more general feeling, tone behind our thoughts, where we just tend to sit down and worry, at night, laying in bed, we just tend to run worries through our mind. That's what I call runaway fear, and that's where we're sitting. We're sitting in a pool of that in our country right now. Remember, I was gone. It's divine order that I left to go live over in Asia 2 months before 9/11, returning in the summers, and then about halfway through that, returning for 8 months to help my mom out with a brain tumor diagnosis, and then going back to Asia for another 5 years, returning this July, 2 years ago now. I've been gone for the housing bubble bursting. I've been gone for the bank bailout. I've been gone for the war on terrorism, the war on Iraq, 9/11. But I've seen, I remember when I came home to live those 8 months in the States, I remember it was when Bush was running for re-election, and there was a commercial on where his first sentence was, "Are you afraid?" His second sentence, "Well, I can protect you." And I was aghast that he was using such direct advertising, because what's known, as I said last week, in the marketing and advertising world is, you know, activate emotions, hook them on the need through their emotions, and you've got your product sold. But in the political advertising world, to actually use the word fear, you didn't do it. You did it indirectly. So I remember thinking, oh my God, man, I mean, he's that obviously building on the country's fear. And so there's been, for the last decade, a hammering on the American psyche of fear, of disaster, of danger, of you're not safe, of there's something wrong, and there's going to be something coming around the corner. And that has really destabilized people. And you betcha, it's a contagion. And so people are looking for ways out, whether it be medication or overeating or internet porn or video games or internet games or watching too much television. Any of the ways that we check out, alcohol, sugar, other addictions, substance abuse, there's a lot of checkout that's been happening due to this fear, because it's just hitting us from every angle. But it's time now to let go of that. And that's what the show today is about. I'm wondering if how many of you are having the thought of, I don't want to talk about this negativity. I don't want to hear about it. I completely understand. But what we're doing instead is we're looking at the sources for why there feels, why we all feel a certain undercurrent of negativity in our country, and a certain undercurrent that's causing us to do more checkout behavior or feel more miserable or feel more negative or have a harder time getting through the day, or not feeling like we've had enough sleep, or feeling like just not ourselves. There's a reason why, and it's not you. It's not just you. Every person who I'm working with because they feel off. Whether it just be that they don't feel like themselves mentally, or it's all the way through to a cancer diagnosis, everybody is dealing with something right now. I don't want to say everybody, that's an overstatement. Everybody is having to manage against, that's setting it up as a war. So let's take out the word against. Everybody is having to be a bit more vigilant nowadays in their self-management in order to thrive. It is the nature of our planet right now. And when you then come up, and I haven't even talked about the spiritual awakening influences of the energies on our planet right now, just looking at the societal factors alone, that's what we just did last segment, they're fear-inducing. And then we get what's called the collective consciousness, or what we could say in more lingo terms, the collective psyche, what's lingering in our collective psyche is all of this somewhat PTSD or trauma from that's never gotten cleared from the way that 9/11 was framed to the general public, with realistically all media outlets owned by like one to three people. Free press is a joke in our country. I had this conversation in South Africa with a woman who was a freedom fighter during apartheid, who's lived in America, but she's South African. And she was talking about it's a joke that Americans think they have free press, and we don't anymore. So we were presented a very particular framing of 9/11. And I remember coming home in the summer after 9/11, talking to some friends of mine in Starbucks, and they were like, we've got to talk really softly because this country doesn't favor questioning why we were bombed, which is what I was doing. Oprah was the first to come out with it, and it was a year and a half after it happened. She was the first mainstream media outlet to say the question of why do you think we may have been vulnerable to attack? Meaning, what's our responsibility in this? My intention is not to go into 9/11 right now. All I am trying to say is and not to be anti-Bush. None of that is my intention. There has been fear cultivated since 9/11 that has not been put to rest. And then we have the factor of the medical system telling us that anytime we have pain, we can get it medicated away, making us collectively feel in the back of our minds, we're not meant to have pain. We don't have to have pain, when in fact it's counterintuitive to what we know at a deeper level. And then you have, from the influence of seeing now the advertising for the pharmaceutical drugs, where we somewhat self-diagnose, and then we go on the internet based on the symptoms listed on the TV commercial. And again, only New Zealand and America have advertising for pharmaceutical prescription drugs on the television and in the print media. No other country has it on our planet that I know of. And it wasn't allowed until the 80s. It wasn't allowed to advertise pharmaceutical drugs until the 80s. Because look at what's happening. People are saying, well, I sometimes feel tired. And I sometimes feel depressed. And And then they go Google depression. Or then they go Google itchy skin. And then they self-diagnose. And then a lot of people now are going to their doctors asking for medication. So that bleeds a certain energy into the collective of, A, there is always something wrong. B, I must always search for something wrong. C, I'm not healthy. D, I'm not well. E, there's a toxicity in the environment from this kind of thinking. Then you come over into the food industry, and you consider all the way from our supermarkets are toxic waste dumps, except for the outer perimeter aisles where you can go and get the fresh produce that's organic, and you can go and get the grass-fed beef at some of the better grocery stores. But everything in between, and all the aisles, has all the preservatives and all the high fructose corn syrup and all the additives that were created as chemical combinations since the 70s by the food industry. Knowing as we get hammered more and more by the realization of all the obesity and by the way that there's so many people with arthritis in this country. There's so many people with the various diseases that they have. They're not diseases. They're a result of eating a certain way with certain kinds of chemical reactions then in their body that creates the predisposition for having chronic arthritis. Well, for having what's calcium deposits, which is what arthritis is. And again, people in other countries don't age expecting to get arthritis. The high blood pressure medication, the high cholesterol medication. Do you know that over the last 10 years, the thresholds have been lowered for the doctors when to prescribe based on testing the blood pressure medication and the blood cholesterol medication and the osteoporosis medication, as well as testing earlier, sooner, more frequently for cancers? What is that going to do to our psyche? It's going to make us more afraid than we need to be. And what is that going to do for the pharmaceutical industry? Turn about 1 million new patients. That's the statistic. There's a book out in January of this year. Three Dartmouth medical school professors published a book about overprescription in our country. They have created people being on the blood pressure medication, which has side effects, when they don't need to. They were considered borderline maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't know the exact dates. And now they're on the medications because the borderline level has gotten lowered. So what's now the borderline level wasn't even on the charts before. You were considered normal 5 or 10 years ago. So you have a medical industry that is in its crumbling stages of dysfunction. We have a food supply that we know is not clean and that we have to become hypervigilant so that we take in what still has nutrients in it, what food still contains nutrients in it. Yet we're in a society that has given us the idea that we want things when we want them. We want convenience. We want what we want. Hey? So that means driving through the drive-through and using the microwave and working hard and only having so much time left at the end of the day to attend to our food and to attend to our sleep and to attend to our exercise and to never mind our minds or our thoughts or what could be feeding us from the collective. Yeah. Wake up. Let's be alive now. This is enough. I remember when I lived in Taiwan and traveled throughout Asia, there were no signs for runs or charity events or walks or marathons raising money for cancer awareness. Christian Northrup, one of the leading female MD, Western MDs and holistic doctors, one of the first to go holistic, she wrote Woman's Bodies, Woman's Wisdom, says that we should not have breast awareness. I mean, we should not have breast cancer awareness. We should have breast cancer health awareness. The model in our country, based on our sciences that we inherited back in the age of the age of reason that led into the Enlightenment era, that our country is founded on, that the industrial age grew up with, as our country grew up with, that science has given us the system we have today of food production and of the pharmaceutical industry. Many would say they're married. They produce the same chemicals. They're also the same companies that produce the herbicides and the pesticides. And then you have the housing bailout, the banking bailout, and then the housing foreclosures. How much positive have we gotten fed as Americans? Not a lot. So, of course, your ego mind, your mind, the mind, everybody's mind is the same. The mind looks to solve problems. That's what it's given to us for. When we become human on the physical plane, we need some linear logical structure that can make sense out of the multi-dimensions that we do actually exist in, but we need to be able to live in the physical slowed down plane and make sense out of it so we have a threshold that closes down our vision, our hearing, our taste, so that we can only have access to a certain level of information. Otherwise, it'd be too much input from the environment. So we don't see beyond the ultraviolet rays. We don't hear beyond a certain threshold. Our mind, left brain, logical, linear mind helps us structure and organize the environment so we can live in it. It wants a job. And if it isn't given a job, when we go into overdrive, feeding it with business, 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 and then there's a collective backdrop of runaway fear, those two combined together is going to make the ego mind go into way overdrive. So if we're running around on the surface of our lives, taking care of business, our heart rate's going to be higher, our blood pressure's going to beat more, we're going to be more anxious. We're going to have a certain biochemistry in us. We're going to turn to certain kinds of food because of it, typically carbohydrates and sugars, which lead to the arthritis, which lead to David Wolf is coming on the show 2 weeks from today. David Wolf is a fantastic plethora of information on superfoods, on super herbs, on nutrition, on longevity, on health, on aging. He is going to blow your minds with the understanding of what sugar does to our system. Just from, and you don't want to know, you don't want to say, I don't want to listen to that. I already know what sugar does. No, it's not from that perspective. It's not to make you feel you can't eat anything. It's to get you better informed so you can gauge with your own system what you can and can't eat, what's best for you, what's going to keep you thriving, what's going to get you thriving, why you feel the way you do if you're not thriving, and what you can do about it. It's going to put the power back in your hands. That is the intention, because you are not powerless. It is not the few at the top that have the power, even though that's been the bottom line message for the last decade. Which means you got to get more hyper-responsible about what you're putting in your mouth, who you're listening to. If they're complaining, walk away from them. What you're watching on television, what you're taking in your mind through the games and the apps you're using on your phone, what you're doing with yourself on a day-to-day basis, if it is not cultivating a life force energy, then you are hurting yourself at this point, at this stage, at where we are in the game. You crave bread or pasta or a big spaghetti dish, you are craving carbohydrates or sweets, like not salty sweets, not salty snacks, but like pastries, that kind of fluffy, cakey kind of stuff. That's a sugar craving as well as the bread. It's all complex carbohydrates, meaning that they break down the quickest and our system burns them up. That's because there's a biochemistry in us that is our emotional chemistry. Because of our emotions have chemistry to them in our body, and our emotions are making us need sweetness. If we don't have sweet enough emotions, guess what we go to? Carbohydrates. Look at the obesity levels in our country. Fat on the belly is carbohydrates. Not hip fat, not thigh fat, not butt fat. Fat on the belly. Look around when you're out in public. Look at your own belly. Where are you storing it? Carbohydrates go directly, the kinds that I just listed, to the belly. That's belly fat. Why do you think it's such a problem now? Chocolate addiction. Chocolate helps us feel more love. That's fourth chakra stuff. What I was just talking about was third chakra stuff. Fourth chakra stuff is the need to feel more love, the desire to feel more love, the heart to feel better. When we don't have enough in our lives, enough loving feeling, we turn to chocolate. That's also sometimes linked to some sexual dysfunction, that we turn to chocolate to fill some sexual needs too in the second chakra, because there's releases that from eating chocolate that happen that are similar to when we orgasm. However, you're really not getting it unless you go into the dark chocolate. So if you want to help your heart feel better, if you want to feel more love, here's two suggestions. First, eat more cacao. Raw cacao, it's the seed. And if we can get enough time with David Wolf in the hour that we have with him 2 weeks from today, we can get him to talk about cacao. He cultivates cacao down in Central America. He has his own farm down there. David Wolf is actually who is responsible for getting all the coconut oil on the shelves in health food stores and now in mainstream grocery stores. He's the one who revolutionized the understanding about coconut oil having qualities to it that are beneficial. And he's also behind the cacao. So if you go to the store and buy cacao nibs, if you go to the store and buy like a at least 80% dark chocolate, and ironically, you guys, it's bitter, right? But it's actually going to satisfy. This is the homeopathy, the opposites thing with homeopathy. Even though it's bitter, it's actually giving us a sweet biochemical release and hormonal, therefore, release in our body. So it's feeding a need for more sweetness. The second suggestion is eat spirulina, the highest quality. If you go to a health food store and you don't shop online, then get spirulina at the highest quality that they have there at the health food store. Health Force Nutritionals, I'm not at all aligned with them, but spirulina is has a lot of chlorophyll in it. It's a blue-green algae, and it actually has 60-something percent protein, which is more than beef has. So it is a fantastic cutter of sugar cravings. Take your control back. We have been beaten over the heads here in this country, it seems like, the last 10 years or so, that you do not have the power. Give it up to your doctor. Give it up to who else? I don't know. I don't want to list that anymore. Take the power back. It is enough. Already, the suffering is unnecessary. It is the mind and its beliefs that drive us to think we're suffering. Examine your thoughts. Listen to yourself talk. Come back with when the mind has the most redundant, entrenched thinking that makes you feel like crap. Come back at it and say, interesting point of view. It may be hard at first, But don't believe your thoughts. It's the nature of a mind, an ego mind, an overdrive, which is what we have on this planet now. Go back and listen to the last 2 weeks, because there's more information in the last 2 weeks that will explain more of what I'm saying today, and it will all come together and fit together. You'll get the picture more clearly. I'd like to go in and close the show, doing healings for the rest of the show. Tomorrow, for those of you who are local, there is a fantastic workshop from 4 to 6 that I'm going to be doing, Awakening the Fire Goddess Within, and it's all about transmutation and change with the lightning bolt fire goddesses instead of the unconditionally loving, nurturing, giving goddesses images like Mother Mary, for example. It's the Kali imagery. And we're going to be doing clearings and healings to increase your ability to receive all new levels of thriving in your life, anywhere where there's limited thinking. And that's what we're talking about, is anywhere where you limit yourself, anywhere where you have bought in, where you have bought the lie that you can't, that it won't work, that there isn't enough, that you're not enough. What happens when we look at in between the cracks on a sidewalk? What's happening? There's something trying to grow. Weeds grow up in between the cracks of cement on a sidewalk. What do trees do? Do they grow down? They may lose their leaves, but that's only because of the lack of sun building the chlorophyll, so the leaves don't have the green, so they fall off up north in the winter. But trees grow, limbs that grow out, that reach. In fact, down here in Florida, they cut back the trees more than I would want so that they don't overtake the houses. The nature of the universe we live in is abundance. Stop buying the lies. Take back your power. This is enough already. So I'm going to go ahead and go into theta from that. Kick back. And here we go. That workshop tomorrow, by the way, is in Dunedin at Enchanted Earth. You can Google Enchanted Earth, or it's www.enchantedearthdunedin.com from 4 to 6 on 580 tomorrow, Saturday, June 30th. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief from all the listeners now and in the future, from all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I don't know, yes, replacing it with I don't know, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of knowing. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives, knowing and knowing they know. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of intuition and intuitive knowing for their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I deserve to struggle, yes. Replacing it with I deserve to struggle, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. I deserve to struggle, yes. Replacing it with I deserve to have ease, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of being deserving of having ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download to all the listeners now and in the future the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives deserving of ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of being deserving as a child in this universe, or as a child of God, for each of their highest and best, with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their history level. There is always something to worry about, yes. Replacing it with, there is always something to worry about, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of there being nothing to worry about. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about their day-to-day lives with there being nothing to worry about. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of trust and of faith and of presence, being here now, for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you release from each listener, now and in the future, any and all free-floating thoughts or trauma. Show me. Let yourselves be for a couple more minutes. Have a great weekend. Much love and light. Blessings.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.alisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.